following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, you guys, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. I've got a special guest I want to introduce you to today. Actually, I'm going to have Bethany, my wife, introduce her to you. She's a new part of the Wilson family. But before I do that, I wanted to let you know of something that we've got going on here in our children's ministry. Actually, Jonathan Trask, our children's ministry director, who oversees actually our Refuge Family Ministries, has put together an 11-week series, video series for you to watch with your kids. And he will be launching that, excited about that launch, on September 6th. Now, something that's unique about this, or it's not maybe unique, but something that he's asking us to do as parents is to watch it with our kids. There'll be some questions at the end of each video series, or at the end of each video each week, for you as the parent and for us, or and for our kids as well. And so that's September 6th, he'll be launching that. So would you just get ready, and if you're a grandparent, send it to your grandkids. If you're parents, watch it with your kids, and just get ready to engage just for that short amount of time that after the video plays, engage with your kids over the study. Here's the other thing. You can even go to bitsoflife.com, bitsoflife.com. And Jonathan's already got two videos loaded there. The first video is kind of an introductory of what we're going to be doing starting September 6th with our families in our children's ministry. And the second one is about a 20-minute video kind of introducing you to the Bits of Life ministry. And so, and the videos and what the characters represent and really actually a well put together thing by Jonathan. So I want to encourage you to go over there to bitsoflife.com and watch that and be ready September 6th when that launches. But now I want to introduce you to someone who is very important, new part of the Wilson family. Maybe we'll make her way onto other Wilson Wednesdays. I'm actually going to have Bethany bring her out now. So hold on a second and we'll be back with a new Wilson family member.
Hey, all right, everybody.
Here she is, the new member of the Wilson family.
This is Charlie. She's 8 weeks.
She's a black lab, in case you can't tell. She is. And she has a lot of personality. And now we are going to spend the next 30 seconds showing you just shameless, cute video of her playing in the backyard. So that was the shameless plug of 30 seconds of cute puppy. And every YouTube channel, they all use
yes
something like that, usually a cute puppy or something. And so Wilson Wednesdays aren't beyond that. We'll even use 30 seconds of cute puppy just for you, for your enjoyment. But one of the things that we actually do want to tie into with getting a new puppy is creating healthy spiritual habits. And now you might be thinking, well, how are you going to tie in healthy spiritual habits to a new puppy? Well, we've learned over the last 2 weeks of having Charlie that we needed to get started right away on developing good, healthy habits for her. Habits such as?
Not chewing on things that you shouldn't chew.
Fingers, arms. I think yes. I might have a couple bite marks on my arm.
Yes.
Not going to the bathroom in the house.
In the house.
Is a good, healthy habit, so we're yes. training her for that.
On the grass. Sleeping in the crate at night.
Yep. And this one, which I will show you here right after this little section, of being able to sit and stay. Sit and stay is a big one that we've been working on. So take a look at that as we work on that.
Yeah.
Good girl. All right, let's do it again. Sit. Good girl. Let's try this now. Here we go. Charlie, sit. Stay. Stay. Okay. Good girl. So that was a little training session. And if you're good, we'll put 30 seconds of more cute puppy pictures at the end of this video.
She's so awake again.
You're going to have to stay with us. But here's how we actually, in all seriousness, want to tie in this area of helping to train and develop good habits in a dog, and Bethany's going to share a little bit.
So for Charlie to build good habits, we have to teach her to exercise self-control. If we brought a puppy into our home and just let her go on her own thoughts and ideas, we would have a chewed up rug for sure.
Already.
So far.
For sure.
We would. And our place wouldn't smell so nice. We'd have some chewed up cords, I'm sure. A lot of chewed up things. Turns out puppies like to chew. But like Charlie, to build good habits, we also have to exercise self-control and be diligent in that. And we want that self-control is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And we want that fruit to be evident to those that we come in contact with.
Yeah, and actually, if we don't have self-control and we don't rely on the Lord and we don't develop those good habits in our life, we'd have chewed up lives, that if we allow, we'd be a mess and it wouldn't smell good.
No, it wouldn't.
Our house, right? And quite frankly, actually, one of the beautiful things that the Lord does, and sometimes it's in that discipline, and he calls us to walk according to his Spirit, and all those things help to create this life that is better suited to follow him, to walk after him. And there are some great results to following after the Lord, like having a well-trained puppy.
Yeah.
Did you want to jam more on that?
If we submit to God and his word as our trainer, we are naturally rewarded from the things that we do. You know, Charlie gets a little treat or something like that as a reward of exercising that self-control and building that good habit. And it's the same in our lives. When we practice those good habits, that self-control, it's just a natural reward that we're blessed in our lives when we just are obedient and submissive to the Lord and his word as our training.
Yeah, and if you think about your life before you met the Lord and you kind of just gave in to all your, own desires or passions, it kind of led you down the wrong path. And quite frankly, one of the greatest things that God does is he guides our path. And he says, listen, these are godly things. These are things that seek after righteousness, come after me. And sometimes, quite frankly, too, when we hit seasons of life, there are times when we get lax in our self-discipline and the way that we monitor our own lives. We start chewing on rugs again and we start doing things we shouldn't do. And the Lord just kind of gently leads us back into repentance and turning from those things and turning back to him. And he, like the trainer, and I love how you said his word is a trainer. It's a part of training us into walking after his righteous ways. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. He says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it." What's the it? That's the prize. "And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do not obtain a perishable crown, but they obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown." In other words, the thing that we're all aiming for, the reason why we discipline ourselves, the way we follow righteousness, the way we seek after the God, the way he guides us, is for that crown that's imperishable. Listen to what it says. "Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty." In other words, we're not, where do we go next? Where's the next place we leave? We don't know. No, he says, "I don't run with uncertainty. Thus, I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified, that I myself become untrained and sloppy in my walk with Christ, that I go back to chewing on rugs, that I lose my way, that I lose focus about who I am." And those things can so easily happen if we stop being trained by the word of the Lord. And you mentioned already that one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control, which means that when Jeff becomes lacking self-control, he's not following the Spirit. When Jeff allows the flesh to take over, or when Jeff allows those old things to come back in, then I'm not following after the Spirit, because when Jeff is following after the Spirit, in fact, here's what it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness," here it is, "self-control. Against such things there is no law. and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the passions and the desires. In fact, we, like Paul would say there, we war against those things, those past desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And what God wants from us is to exhibit those fruits of the Spirit. One of those is which is self-control, that we take over those things. Lord, we cast them upon you, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, by the Spirit that bears fruit in our lives. We know that you're going to guide us like we guide our puppy, right? We're training our puppy. God is guiding us and directing us to follow after him and exhibit these fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I was just thinking about how sometimes it can get tiring to continue to say train a puppy. You just kind of want to be like, never mind. Do whatever you want to do. Whatever. I'm gonna roll up on my rugs.
Bite my arm.
Go to the bathroom where I'm so tired of training and stuff like that. But it can become the same way in our spiritual walks, in our walks with the Lord, where you're just like, I don't want to get up this morning. I don't want to spend time with the Lord. I'm going to do some other things. I'm going to fall back into, you know, unhealthy habits because it's what I want to do right now. And sometimes it feels easier than continuing to just, I'm going to, and if sometimes we fall off that, but we pick ourselves up and we just rebuild those healthy habits again. So
Paul says, I beat my body into submission. I don't let my body and my flesh win.
Yeah.
And I know maybe some of you are in that spot where it's maybe like I've just given up or maybe I've given up on areas of my life that I thought, well, I'm just going to let that go. Which is what you talked about with the puppy. Like there's sometimes we're just like, let's let that one go. Right. But in reality, when it comes to the things of the Lord, we can't just let that thing go. It's one of those things that God is saying, listen, no, get back up. And I'm guiding you. I'm here. I put the spirit of my spirit inside of you. I want to bear fruit for you. And so here's a couple.
And you will see the results. You will see the results and the rewards if you're diligent in that.
You pray for us?
Yeah. Okay. Lord, we thank you for your patience with us. We thank you that you are a faithful Father, that you are constantly there to help pick us back up if we have fallen out or fallen into bad habits, Lord, that you are there, that your hand is reaching out for us to get back up on our feet and to ask you to help us, Lord, because in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. So we just pray that you would strengthen us, that you would guide us, Lord, in establishing good habits so that we can just have a blessed life that you want us to have, and we can bless others with the life that you've given us, and that we can be effective in just showing to others what it is to follow you, and that it is a blessing. And so we just pray that you would strengthen us, that you would guide us, you would lead us, you would show us those areas in our lives where we need to just be submissive to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bye, you guys. Enjoy the 30 seconds of puppy video.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.